One of the great chapters in the Word of God is Romans chapter 8. It's a goldmine of spiritual truth and promise. And there's a lovely verse in verse number 15. And it says, "We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Abba, Father. You know, one of the great privileges that a Christian has is not only knowing God, but knowing Him specifically as Father. I remember years ago going around the town and knocking doors and trying to speak to people about the things of God. And I met a man from the Jehovah's Witnesses, or maybe more correctly, the Russellites. And as we got talking, he said to me, I suppose you don't even know the name of God. And I said to him, well, I think I know what you're getting at. You're going to tell me that I don't know that one of God's names is Jehovah. He's got many names in Scripture, Adonai, Elohim, El Shaddai, Jehovah, so on and so forth. I said to him, many of our great hymns that we sing speak about Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Stayed upon Jehovah. Hearts are fully blessed. Jehovah, said, can you? Then I said to him, but one of the great privileges that I can have, having been born again of the Spirit of God, washed in the Redeemer's blood and adopted into God's family, I can address God as Father. And that's an intimate term. I said to him, can you do that? And he was lost for an answer. I wonder today, can you address God as your Father? Have you received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father? What a wonderful thing to be able to address our God as our Father. Whenever I think of the word Father, I think of several things, even by way of an acrostic. Whenever the Lord Jesus Christ was about to go to the cross in John 17, he spent much time in prayer. And so many times in that great high priestly prayer, he addressed God as Father. And whenever we think of Father, we think of faithfulness. Our God is a faithful God. God our Father is faithful to his children. Jesus Christ said, which one of you, if he has a son, if he asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for an egg, will you give him a snake or a scorpion? He says, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give good things to them that ask him? Our Father is faithful. Then the letter A, our Father is approachable. Jesus Christ our Lord taught us to pray saying, our Father which art in heaven. We can approach him boldly. We can come to the throne of grace and we can address him as our Father. And then the letter T, not only is he faithful and approachable, but our God, our Father, is also trustworthy. The Bible says, trust in him at all times, ye people. God is a refuge for us. We have a Father in heaven that we can trust. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. What a Father we have. Faithful, approachable, trustworthy, and holy. One of the titles that is given to our God in Scripture, even by the Lord Jesus Christ, is Holy Father. And that's certainly not speaking about the Pope, it's speaking about the God of heaven. The God and Father of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, is supremely holy. He's without blemish and he's without spot. The best of fathers in this world make mistakes, have their spots, their blemishes, their faults, their failings, their sins, their infirmities. But our Father in heaven is holy. He's also everlasting. The Bible speaks about the everlasting Father. The Lord Jesus Christ prayed, Father, glorify thou me with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. He's unchanging, he's eternal, he's everlasting, the eternal Father, the Father of lights, with whom there is neither variableness nor shadow of turning. He was there before the world began, that he knew his people, he knew his children from before the foundation of the world. Christian, there was never a time when God did not love you. Neither will there be a time whenever God does not love you. Our Father in heaven is faithful, approachable, trustworthy, holy, everlasting. And then last of all, he's righteous. That means he's just, he's good, and he's true. We have a Father in heaven who is righteous. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. I wonder today, do you know him as being a faithful, approachable, trustworthy, holy, eternal, and the righteous Father? If you don't, come to Christ today. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ the Son. Come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he hath done. Thank you again for listening. God bless you, and we'll see you soon.